Hey, yo.
Bruh, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Hey, yo.
What in the hell? Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. All right. Praise Jesus.
Okay. All right. There's Gunner. Gunner, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Word. I guess I can do the introduction right now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's Two Gun, that's Yoga, I'm Digga Jones, and we are the Troublemakers. Red should be on in a few.
Making a lot of damn trouble around this motherfucker. I would like to start off to say, Two Gun, welcome back there, brother. I got a shot of crown right here for you, man. I'm going to go ahead and toast this shit up to you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
I have a bottle of water right here, so I'll toast it up myself.
You know that y'all know Martin. That them, you know, they hit the wine or some kind of goddamn alcohol, they hit the side of their neck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That motherfucking bottle. All right, boy. Anyway, I'm glad you're back there, brother guy. Glad you're back.
Kinda. So before we get into tonight's subject, I guess we can wait on Red.
What's the next subject?
Oh, you'll find out in a minute. Wait, I didn't let you know? Or I just let Red know?
Fuck, hey, I like surprise subjects. What's happening?
Because you know how Red is. Red's always like, yo, what's the topic? like he contemplates getting on the show. It's just like, yo, what's the topic? Like,
oh, research doing that, man. I get on the show like, what we talking about? Shit, let's go.
Yes. What I like about you, Gunner, and what I like about Yoga is y'all can just do things off the top of the head. Red has to have like a
Wait a minute, man. God damn, that's just
that is
great.
That is a pause moment. That's crazy. That is a pause moment. Y'all can do things off the top of the head, pause. Damn. I fucked up.
I'm sorry. Hey, Two Gun. I was digging this earlier. If I was too loud.
Nah.
Okay. All right.
Red just says need about 15 minutes or so. I'm not home yet. Just got off of work not too long ago. I'll just tell him to take his time.
Boy, 15 minutes. I'm like 15 minutes out.
I'm on the highway.
Anyway, what a high win now, I tell you.
Nah, another
thing, Digga, to all the listeners out there, and to Digga, to Two Gun, Thanksgiving, brother, is on the way home. Yes, sir. I should be home like the whole week of Thanksgiving, and then probably the next week as well.
Where you at again?
New Mexico.
Hey, damn it.
Now I know, like, hey, like you said, Two Gun, boy, I'm on that highway now.
For real. Oh, you gonna drive?
Yes, sir.
Wait, you're driving a 300 all the way from New Mexico to South Carolina?
Oh, absolutely. Bonita gonna make it.
20 across?
Yeah.
I was gonna say 20 would be the best way to go across. God damn, mm-hmm. That's a good.
Wait, 24 hours and 10 minutes.
I was about to say that's about a day and a half, right?
Independent, because I'm planning on stopping, but you know,
that's my thing. You're gonna stop at a hotel and shit, right?
I
would say stop.
I'm built for driving. That's just me. Yeah. That's just what I do in the military, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that was back in the day.
I work 14 hour days, and by hour 10, I'm ready to get the fuck out of there, dude.
I'm just saying, bro. I drove down from motherfucking North Dakota all the way to South Carolina about three times back and forth. Non-stop.
Man, we good.
Yeah, but still, that was back in like 2000, like 8, 9. Nigga, and shit.
I'm gonna say, nigga, you about to be 40.
You damn right.
It's a totally different monster once you turn 40. Like, even 5 hour plane rides, I'm ready to get the fuck off after hour number two.
Oh, nigga, you don't like riding on the boat.
I don't like boats. I don't like planes. But I can fall asleep on a plane. I can't fall asleep on a boat for some odd reason.
Two Gun, man. We've been trying to get this motherfucker on a cruise, man. He don't want to go.
I cannot do it.
He ain't trying to do that, huh?
It's just like how I try to get Two Gun to go to Vegas, and he won't do it. Two Gun, every time we go to Vegas, what's the first thing I ask you?
What?
I say, yo, you riding? You in?
Nah.
And the man says, nah, not interested.
Damn, see, you. He's like a fool.
He said, nah, just not interested. Every
single damn, time. Man. Hey, I'm telling you, Two Gun, it'd be some good times out there in Vegas. I only went once, though. I only went once, but still, with all the fellas out there, bro.
What time you went?
He went the last time.
You went the second
time?
Yeah,
Well, I went three times because I went with the fellas, then with the fellas, and then with Brittany.
Mm. So we just going to ramble for 20 minutes till you get here, or what? What's going on?
No, I'm about to start the subject.
Is this nigga ready to say what he about to cook after you get off the
right. Mm-hmm.
Nah, yoga.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Word, so.
You know you gotta eat something. You drinking that crown.
You damn right.
The starting subject for tonight is online is going crazy about a list of places that women refuse to go on a first date. Right? So, I'm going to read most of the 28 places, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
They refuse to go to Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili's, Chipotle, Olive Garden, the movies, your house, any fast food chain, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop, Red Lobster, a buffet, IHOP, Denny's, the gym, church. At first I thought it was churches, but that's church. Starbucks, a coffee date, an ice cream date, any family function, movie night such as Netflix, Hulu, etc., somewhere that requires a long drive, bowling, nightclubs, a hookah bar, a bar just for drinks, Waffle House, or a sporting event. Talk to me, fellas.
Nigga, what? I mean, I seen the list and shit. Like, even motherfucking Stephen A. put that shit on his IG. But I would doubt what? Nigga, you you trying to get on the motherfucking yacht or some shit like that?
My question is, I can't get on a yacht anywhere. That's a long trip.
That ain't a long trip. You could be right there in Charleston, or right there on the coast anywhere. And they drinking with all their friends. Yeah, can I bring my friends? Bitch, no. What?
It's not about getting to know somebody. Oh. They worry more about how much money you could spend.
Oh, we got Terrence on the show.
Who?
Blackout Media Group.
Fellas. Yourself, please. Fellas, what's happening?
Who the hell is Terrence?
He's introducing himself if you let him.
I'm just look at my bad. I'm just like, go ahead, Terry. My bad, cuzzo. My bad.
No, man. How you want me to introduce myself?
Oh, just introduce yourself, and I'm gonna go ahead and segue you into the talk we're talking about.
All right. Well, shoot, I got so many different things going on, man. This is Terrence P from Blackout Loud Media Group. Black Smoke Barbecue, the Brown Sugar Cafe podcast, so on and so on.
Okay, yeah, all right. My bad. I got that energy, so, man. It's like when a random person comes to the damn cookout.
Terrence, I'm about to get you on Yoga's good side. Watch this.
He's the drunk uncle. Yeah. You think something about my nephew?
Terrence, I'm about to get you on Yoga's good side. Watch this. Yo. Guess who Terrence's sister is?
What are you?
Trenice.
Bruno! Not my dog, for real!
I'm dead serious, seriously.
Not my dog! Okay, all right. You welcome to the family, bro. You welcome to the family. Come on, get you a plate, goddamn. Go on, get you a plate, goddamn. Oh, man. Well, nice to meet you, cuzzo.
Yeah, man. Likewise.
So, getting back into the subject, mm-hmm. You saw the list I posted on my page, right, Terrence?
Yeah,
that's where we're in cahoots about right now. You're all caught up. So, Yoga was saying a sentiment saying that, you know, if you can't go to any of these places, you can't really go on a date anywhere.
Pretty much.
Finish what you were saying, Yoga.
Well, you can't go. Where are you trying to go? I mean, you ain't coming back to my house. That's on the list, right? You can't come back to my house, so I can't cook you a meal, you know what I'm saying, to show you how I cook or whatnot. Nigga, all the good places that we thought was motherfucking high end back in the day, Red Lobster, motherfucking Chili's, Applebee's, whatever, you don't even want to go there.
I actually get it, because I don't really do chain restaurants.
Oh, really?
Hell no. I like to do, like, little fly shit.
Okay, like so what? That's what I was about to say. What would you consider fly shit?
It depends on what city you in. Like, it's not a chain, so y'all wouldn't know it.
Yeah. Nigga, you are where you are. And that's, where you going? Where you taking them?
That was kind of my thought, too. Like, it depends on where you live.
Like, if I was in New York, I would go to, like, a nice Asian restaurant or like a real one.
Okay. Hey, Asian restaurants ain't on the list. There you go.
Or like an Italian restaurant out here in Detroit.
There you go. Okay. You can't do Italian because Olive Garden's kind of Italian, but
I'm talking about real Italian.
No, he's talking about real Italian.
Look, don't hate on Olive Garden, all right? I like they chicken Alfredo. Oh, hey, all right. See, now.
You do that when you're 4 months in, when you're tired of the bitch.
You're right. Bitch, going to Olive Garden.
You know what I'm saying? Because truth be told, like a lot of those places is just the food ain't that great. It's good for like, you know, let me get a quick little bite to eat.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand.
Can I tell y'all a secret about Red Lobster?
Uh-oh. Don't talk about the cheddar biscuits, nigga. I swear for God.
That's the best thing they got.
Not the cheddar biscuits.
The cheddar biscuit mix comes in a bag, and all you have to do is add half a pound of cheese and stir it and scoop it.
I mean, that's how you do it in the house.
So, lobster, everything is almost microwaved except for the lobsters.
Yeah, it tastes like it.
Think about being in Charleston, right? You know how many restaurants is downtown that's not chain restaurants?
And what? Right. A lot.
So I get it.
Queen.
All that.
So like
California Dreaming is a chain, but it's different.
But here's the thing though. Are you telling me that on each first date I gotta spend $150+ to impress a woman?
No, you don't have to. That's just the wrong woman you're going on a date with.
That's what I'm saying. That I might not see again.
I mean, yeah.
I can't do it. No, bitch, I ain't spending $150. No, you like. I'm gonna calm down for a second. I was about to go on the rant this now because this shit. Ain't no way in hell I'm spending $150 goddamn dollars to say, hey, all right, good night. You have a good night. All right, praise Jesus. Not saying that you take a female out to go, you know, like on the first date and then you expect something afterwards. Of course not.
$150, I could go get something. You know what I'm talking about?
Nigga, I'm going to the strip club. Yeah. I'm going to the strip club.
That's what I'm saying.
And go home happy than a motherfucker, chilling by myself, watching the goddamn game. I'm good.
Balls drain.
Hey, Red. Hold on. All right, did Red get on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, okay.
Red, the brown sugar cafe that you see, that is Mr. Terrence Elmore. Fun fact, you used to work with his sister, Trenice.
Now I'm good.
What's up, Mr. Elmore?
What's happening?
I know that name.
Huh.
I know what name? School. I just don't know the person.
Terrence Elmore.
Yeah.
What's up, Mr. Elmore? Just to let you know, I'm your long lost brother because Trenice is like a sister to me.
I don't see it. She is my dog, bro. Trenice. Shout out to Trenice.
You know.
Another fun fact, me and Trenice share the same birthday.
That is true.
Sure do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I am I'm late. My apologies.
Yes, you are.
Where are we in this conversation?
we are talking about the places a woman says is not suitable for a first date.
I mean, I saw the list, and based off that list, then women are suitable to, you know, stay their ass at home, because there's a lot of, there's a lot of stuff on that list. Here's my thought process, if I'm allowed to go.
Go ahead.
My thought process on the whole thing is this. I personally feel that when it breaks down to it, when it comes down to it, this just shouldn't be like a list of places that you have your preference or whatever, but I really think it comes down to the women that you're taking on a date. I mean, and what I mean by that is this: there are women that on that first date, they just based off of who they are and what y'all vibe with, they deserve to go to maybe Ruth's Chris or STK, one of those risky places.
Right. Nope. Ruth's Chris is a chain restaurant. Can't do it.
Yeah, but huh?
Said, listen, no chain restaurants.
That's a little different.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not on the list.
Yeah. Oh, it's not on the list. Yeah. But like,
that's a whole steakhouse.
There's also women that on that first date, like you can't get their vibe. So you may feel more comfortable taking them to a coffee shop or to like a bar or something like that.
Because you take them to a damn steakhouse and they in there eating like a damn donkey.
Yeah. So to me, it shouldn't be a list. I think where you go is based off of the person that you're with and how you feel about them. And like your comfortability, especially if you're paying, right? So I don't think that there should be a list of anything.
I'm gonna tell you something that mom told me a long time ago. So back in high school, I was seeing a little girl named Lynette.
Say that. Right? What? Say that. Rephrase that.
I said I'm gonna tell you something that my mom told me a long time.
Nah, I ain't talking about back that part, R. Kelly.
I was 16. She was 16.
Well, when you say teenage, how what age are we talking about? I think it's I was in high school. And I was. We say a little girl dating a little girl.
Wow.
Listen.
You gotta watch that shit.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something that my mom told me a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Back when I was 16, 17, and the girl was 16, 17.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. My mom told me you take the first date at a place that's public and comfortable because you don't want her to be in a bad situation where she feels cornered by herself.
Right. So we went like for Zoli's?
So, nah, I didn't go to Believe it or not, we went to the second place on the list. We went to Applebee's.
Yeah, but that was 22 years.
Yeah, I'm about to say we're older, so a lot of these things.
Yeah,
back then, especially in high school, man.
Yes, sir.
Like Chili's, Applebee's,
Ryan's. Come on now,
yeah,
Ryan's. Oh my motherfucking side! God damn.
Red has bad flashbacks from Ryan's.
You got to remember back in high school, you just trying to eat until you blow up a throw up.
You say what?
Say high school.
Yeah, but I agree. Like 20 years ago or so, dating was a whole lot different than what it is now. I mean, a lot of that shit wasn't publicized as to where the fuck you go. I think a lot of it is, like, if you're going on a date, somebody wants to post a fucking picture on social media and say, this is where I'm at and this is what I'm doing. And then if that picture's showing you at, like, Applebee's or some shit like that, then somebody's going to, like, jump on your social media post, like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Well, actually, sometimes them motherfuckers don't even post where they at. They just post the food and shit.
Like, they never had nothing to eat before.
I'm bending down at the plate. I'm bending down at the plate looking at the camera. Hey, you going to post me, too? You going to post me, too?
Nah, when they post that food, I'm like, bitch, I know what that 2 for $20 looks like.
Right,
I know that too. That's that grilled chicken right there.
I get that shit every Tuesday, motherfucker. I know it.
That's part of that 2 for $20 menu. I know what it looks like.
Plus my military discount. Shit.
Don't worry about posting me while you taking pictures. I'm already face deep in my plate. I've been drinking this sweet tea for the past 30 minutes. Yeah. The bread been gone.
Here's the thing for me, though. The thing about your first date is what I call the interview.
Like, oh yes, most definitely.
Like, I'm not going to take you to a high quality place if I'm just in the interview process. Mm-mm. Y'all can get mad at me, but I think a lot of the places on the thing, or the list, is acceptable, especially the Cheesecake Factory, because the Cheesecake Factory is a high end chain to me.
No, it's not.
Let me ask you, man. Cheesecake Factory, they got a 60-page menu. Don't exactly. Don't even want to take you to Cheesecake Factory because I know there's something on the damn menu that you will eat. You know what I mean? If I take you to Chili's, you may not like the baby back ribs. You know what I mean? Like, and he's like, well, I don't eat this shit. And then now I'm sitting there eating by myself and I look like a fool.
Barbecue sauce.
You know what I mean?
If I barbecue sauce.
They got everything in it. No, but I want to ask y'all this question.
Uh-oh.
So when this list came out, did y'all ask any female what they thought of the list?
I did not.
I did.
Yeah. All
right. Let me get
we'll get y'all's assessment.
I'll let you go first.
So I asked. So for those of y'all who don't know, I'm married. So I asked my wife about this, and she thought it was crazy. She was like, "Where do they expect to go?" Because for one, when we had our first date, we went and got ice cream.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was that?
This was, it wasn't more than 10 years ago. I can tell you that. It wasn't more than 10, maybe.
Man, that 10 years is a long time with the social media.
7, 8, mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was you know what I'm saying, something she liked to do, something I liked to do. And it was mm-hmm. like, you know, just let's go get some ice cream, because it was kind of, I think it was like 9. So we had already ate dinner or whatever. I think she went to like a wedding. And I went to like a little party or whatever, and then we just met for ice cream.
Let me ask you a question. Where'd you get ice cream at?
Ye Old Fashioned in Goose Creek.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Okay, you talking.
Okay. That's what I'm about to say. Okay.
There we go.
Good.
Yeah, but
like if you would have said something like Brewster's, I'm like, oh, come on.
Ice cream was ice cream. Cold Stone Creamery, come on. It's just
like, she said, like, with a lot of this stuff, it just depends on how the first date starts, like what happens before and how you all go. And then we always talk about Cheesecake Factory, how people say it's nasty or whatever. And it's like they have like a whole book full of stuff, so you're not actually trying everything on there. Now, if you go into the same restaurant getting, I don't know, shrimp scampi or chicken Alfredo at every different restaurant, you're not expanding your choices. So how are you going to say the whole restaurant?
What you're not going to do is talk. Hey, look here. I get chicken Alfredo every time I go to Olive Garden. Don't you do me like that.
That's Olive Garden. You got some people who will go someplace where, you know, like they'll go to a seafood restaurant and still order that.
Uh-huh.
Just because.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It seems like that's the only meal these women could cook nowadays.
Hey, I'm sorry. If you bring out my pants and start cooking that shit, bitch, get the fuck out.
They just make different types of Alfredo.
So Red, what was your assessment? All
right, so here's my assessment, because I asked, I didn't ask my lady, but I asked some ladies at work, right? And I tried to be purposeful when I was talking about this, and I asked the question. So, you know, I asked, and I'm just going to say it like this. I asked the black women and I asked the white women.
Totally different answers.
Yes. but each of them went down the list. And I will probably say some of the black women that I work with, and if y'all know, I'm up here in Rochester, man. So there's a lot of hood folks up here.
Right, all right.
They probably eliminated probably 75% of the list. You know what I mean? Where they was like, oh, fuck no, I ain't going there. The white women that I asked, and they're young, and it's not like they're older women. They're younger girls, like one girl's married, one girl, she's out dating and shit like that. And they eliminated like 50% of the list, probably. Yeah. But they both unanimously agreed that the list was, it was kind of ridiculous to have that list. And they all were kind of aligned with me of saying that it really just depends on who you're talking to and how that first experience is, depends on where you go. Now,
and I will course,
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I would say 25% of them probably said that shit because they didn't want to get fired. I'm just saying.
Ironically enough, a lot of the white girls said Chipotle, and I was like, you know what? No.
I do want to segue into this. Okay.
Yes, sir.
First things first. Rest in peace to Richard Roundtree, the original Shaft.
Damn, he dead.
What? I just got the alert on my phone. So.
Oh wow!
Oh look here, I got an alert on my phone just now. I thought it was the same shit, but no, it was the Lakers losing. I'm sorry, that was ESPN. My bad.
No, yeah. but I do want to ask, what is the worst first date from all of y'all?
Anybody else want to go first? I'm thinking. Let me see here.
I mean, I don't do all that first date shit. Like I tell you, I'm gonna eat regardless.
Tuga said, "Look, you can either go with me or you can stay home."
Like, we gonna get up in this car. I'm gonna spark these blunts wherever this car end up. Either I'm eating. So.
Oh, hey, what Black Dynamite said when the old girl was in his room, he said, it don't matter if you coming or going, it'll make no difference to me, or some shit like that. What'd he say?
That's it. It doesn't matter if you coming or going. That make me no never mind.
That's too good, right there.
For real. Because the strip club got the best food anyway.
You right.
What?
Greg came back. I'm back. I don't know what the hell.
I've never been to
it. Well, look here. Like I said, Thanksgiving this year, so I'll be home. I'll be dragging you out to the goddamn strip club. We can stay for about 10-15 minutes to go somewhere else. I'm just saying.
All right, so real quick, you said the worst first date.
You know why Digger don't want to go to the strip club.
I know. That's what got me called the cattle barn or some shit like that.
That's your ass.
There's gonna be nothing in there. He's gonna be so mad.
Oh shit! Hey, look, I just want Digger to just mark.
My worst first date, it was the first and only date that I've been on with this chick. And I think the worst first date, I went with somebody. I think I went with my homeboy. Like we went on like a double date. He was dating this chick, and then she had brought her friend. She used to, y'all remember, what's that boy named? Alfred? He used to play basketball, tall, light-skinned dude. And then, like his parents owned like multiple McDonald's or some shit.
Alfred. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, like tall, light skinned dude. He used to go to school with us. He was just like the center on the basketball team. But his parents owned like a whole bunch of McDonald's, and he had worked at the.
Yeah. I knew you were talking about. Yeah. All
right. So his girlfriend or his ex or whatever, light skinned chick. She had. I had went on a date with her. Because my homie was dating like her friend, and it was probably the worst date I've ever been on. Now I knew the chick from school, but I didn't like talk to her or anything. And like the whole time, I was trying to do what my homie was doing. Like you know, we went out to eat, try to buy her the food. Like it was just, like, the whole time she was just somewhere downtown. What's that place that used to be by Kaminsky's, T-Bones or something like that?
I think so.
That's who it is. Yeah.
So we went to T-Bones, and then we walked over to Kaminsky's ice cream place, bought an ice cream. This bitch walked off with eating ice cream by herself. I was like,
you dirty bitch.
Yeah, man, that shit was terrible. But it was like one of those things where we went and did the dinner and the ice cream, went to walk and talk, and it just was didn't pan out.
I just remember, Lord have mercy on my soul. I ain't gonna call a name out, but I took a I took a chick down to the Battery and shit. Like, we ain't go out to eat or nothing. We just drove around Charleston looking at, you know, just looking at shit. So this is when I had the motherfucker act with the goddamn Jason mask in there. Lord Jesus. Yeah. Rest in peace to you, baby. Rest in peace. I love you. Anyway, so we had the motherfucking Battery and my cousin calls me. And my stupid ass puts the phone on speaker. So he's like, hey man, what are you doing? I was like, man, I'm on a date downtown and shit with so-and-so or whatever. And he's like, hold on, you talk about the slut bucket? Oh, I said, oh my God. I said, oh my God. I looked, you know, I turned and looked at it. She said, oh, you know, I had that shocked look on her face. And shit. I was like, God damn. And I said her name out. And he's like, yeah, man. What, come on, man. Hurry up. I said, God damn.
Bro. That was a waste of your any time minutes.
Yeah, it damn sure was.
Hey, yo, did you wear the Jason mask on the way home?
I damn sure didn't. No, it wasn't my shame. It was her shame. But anyway.
What's your slut bucket?
Yes. Wow. So what happened was, nigga, we both went back to the house and motherfucking, we was smoking some motherfucking weed. It's chilling. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, so you just gonna act like that ain't happened, bitch? But you know what? Yeah. This shit is for real.
Let me tell you something about going to the Battery. You always take slutty girls to the Battery because you try to get some top in the car.
That was my plan. But you know what? I hit that speaker button like a dumbass. So, yeah, that was the worst one I've been on, man. That shit's hilarious.
You either try to get it on in the car or on the swing. You remember they used to have the fucking swing?
Mm-hmm.
In the back of the little pier?
Oh, you talking about by the pineapple.
Yeah. You'd be over there trying to be nasty and shit. Then motherfuckers walk up on you like, hey, how you doing?
Yo,
hey,
how you doing? All right. Then they had this little maze to the right. Y'all remember the little maze you could go in?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Yo, let me ask you a question. So, and this goes back to the list. I just want to get y'all perspective because I don't know if we had this conversation on the show before, but I think we might have. I just want to bring it back up. So based off of this list, and you're looking at the things that are eliminated from the list, what do you feel is a proper amount that you would not, like, go over or go under when it comes to, like, the first date?
That depends on if both of y'all drink.
Hey, well, are we talking about for, like, the dinner date or the whole night?
Like, I typically set a budget because we talked about this on the show.
Are we talking about... The whole night or just for dinner?
Maybe the whole night.
And I try not to spend over $150.
Damn. And it depends on who you with.
Yeah.
And it depends on what you want to do.
It depends on who you with and how, like, the night goes. Like, sometimes, to be honest with y'all, sometimes I don't put a limit because I'm not even thinking about the limit or how much I'm spending or whatnot. I'm just interested in the conversation and how I click with this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, I call it motherfucker. Anyway, it all depends on that shit. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm still paying for this, paying for that, and she gonna be like, hey, you know what? Let me get this round, you know? If she do that shit, yeah, motherfucker, I'm in there.
Again, like I said, I try not to spend over
$150. I ain't trying to spend that.
That goes back to my point. Like, if I'm out here, like, just buying this, buying that, like, you know, if we go out for drinks or whatever, buying each round and shit like that, oh, most definitely I'm going to watch with how much she's drinking and what she's getting. Goddamn.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Five Guys, feed myself, spend $25, go to the strip club, and I'm going to find me something.
I'm gonna tell you like this: the moment that my bank account gets to that $90 mark, my check engine light comes on.
God damn!
The reason why I'm asking,
go ahead.
No, so the reason why I'm asking, because like I said, I think we had this discussion before, and I brought it up on the show before because I had the discussion prior, and I just was flabbergasted that I know a guy who said that he has a $1,000 budget.
Wow.
4 days. Excuse me?
or like he $1,000 to cap off
for a date.
For a date,
yeah.
And still go home. Get drunk.
Yeah. Then a motherfucker.
You know what I said? You know what I said? Girl? I said, nigga. At them prices, you can just go and buy the pussy. Right?
Three or four.
at them prices,
skip the dinner and the movie. Man,
that's a whole week. That's a whole
how
4 days.
How do you spend
worth
that much on a date? Like, is he getting bottle service?
Stupid. That's what I'm
yeah. That's the question.
So
yeah.
So it's this kid. Like he said that one of his first dates. Not Ruth Chris, but it's like this other high class steakhouse. He said he was there. Well, no. This used to be when I lived in DC.
Oh, okay.
But he'll take you to this high end steakhouse, and then they'll go out somewhere, go get some drinks or whatever. But like he always, and it might be bottle service. I'm not sure, but he said he would always put aside like a G. First and foremost, I was like, nigga, I'm your manager. How the fuck are you? I know what you make. Like, where's this money coming from? I don't want to be all up in your pockets, but do I need to be a junkie? Yeah, anyway, but like, yeah, like he would have like a G set aside for like a date. And I was like, man, that's the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm spending $1,000, I'm taking a bitch to Disney World or some shit. Like,
and that's for one day.
Yeah.
$1,000 is a whole weekend at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, it sounds like he calling an escort service or something, man.
There you go.
$1,000 for regular day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You paying $500 for that girlfriend experience and another $500 for the brain. Right. $200 for the cocaine.
High class steakhouses, and I've been to high class steakhouse, and I got all that motherfucker. I think the most I've ever spent in a high class steakhouse for a birthday was like $350. And that was the whole date right there. I mean, we did nothing else after that on purpose.
You absolutely right. Shit.
He said that was by grand design.
Yeah, by grand design. She was like, well, what do you want to do next? I want to go the fuck home.
That's why you gotta ask.
I am full and I am broke.
That's why you gotta ask.
And I gotta work in the morning, bitch.
That's why you gotta tell the chick straight up. I ain't taking you nowhere. Your daddy never took you.
Damn. Man.
So, shit. So
you can't even get artists.
You can't even get you can't even get artists.
Check who it is.
Oh man.
I think my worst first date, we walked into a restaurant and she like pulled me out. I'm like, yo, what's the deal? So we can talk about it in the car. So we get in the car and she said, my husband was in there.
Wow.
You what?
And I drove her the fuck home.
I would have left her there with her husband.
No, wow. I drove her home.
Huh?
I drove her home.
Yeah.
Did you you ain't beat when you got home? I mean, her husband wasn't there.
That's what I'm saying. I would have left her.
Why shouldn't
you
catch a ride with her husband home?
Man, you think I'm gonna waste extra little $5?
Like I said, we both walked out. She walked me out and was just like, "Oh my, you know, my husband's in there." So on the way home, I guess she thought we were still going to do something. She was telling me about the separation and all, and she goes, "Why are you taking me back to my house?" I said, "Because I'm done for tonight, really."
Nah, see, I would have did that a little differently, man. I was like, "At least I know your husband's not home." I just need like 5 minutes and then I'm never gonna talk to you.
You know that girl was hungry, nigga. Talk about why you taking me home.
Jesus.
You should have pulled up the checkers. Get them two cheese double cheese that they don't have on the menu no more.
He didn't even say the big boofer. He said the double.
Man, them cheese double cheese used to be the shit.
Hey, I want to say this. Side note, my bad. I didn't mean to just cut off the whole thing. I forgot Kevin Durant was in goddamn Phoenix.
Did you?
I did. I'm looking at this. I know, my bad.
That boy still don't brush his head, though.
You can get away
waves just off the sweat. Like, come on.
No.
Go check.
Go get high quality. Shit.
Yo, so,
go ahead.
No, I just got a question because, you know, I'm looking at this list and we're getting back. I want to get back to the list, but on this list, I just want to ask y'all, what do y'all think was like the most, like the weirdest place on the list?
Church.
If that makes sense.
Church.
Yeah.
Church.
Praise God.
We're gonna like, our first date in church. Like
who would? I mean, of course. I mean, if you God fearing man or woman, of course, then you'd be like, hey, you go to church. You go to church. You meet the deacon, the pastor, the mother, the grandmother, mother, and the goddamn usher, and then all the family, and then the cousins, the little kids, and everything like that. That's almost bringing people into the family. Like, no. Because the next Sunday, if you don't come back with that same girl, you're like, where no shit at? Y'all broke up already? Oh, she was such a nice girl. Yeah,
that's why you don't bring them first, man. And pastor's too honest, man.
Yep.
or if they go to one of the bigger churches, they could bring a different girl to sit somewhere else.
There you go. Sit up in the goddamn rafters.
You look at churches nowadays, the pastor might try to take your bitch.
Pastor gonna be like, you know that little thing you was with work at Magic City, right? Day shift. Praise the Lord.
Day shift. Day shift.
I just go for the wings, but praise the Lord.
Oh, shit. Hey, I just thought about the goddamn song, Young Jeezy Bay. Goddamn, Mad City Monday. Goddamn.
I just thought church was the weirdest one to be on there. Because you really can't have a date in church.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And first of all, I never met a nigga that's like, hey, man, like they go to a club on Saturday night and they're like, hey, you want to go to church with me in the morning?
You never know, but it might be some motherfuckers out there that do that shit and the shit might work. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's an age thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You might have met her at church and then decided that like that's your meetup spot for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the chick that I fuck with, we don't go to the same type of church. Mm. I'm just throwing it out there.
That boy said he ain't Catholic.
And also, number 20, family functions, was kind of weird for me too.
Not really.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I done seen that before a couple of times.
I didn't do that. Yep, I haven't done that shit before too.
Yeah, my cousin something on the grill.
I think the weirdest thing that I've ever told my parents was I took a girl to my parents' house because some of my mail came there. And she's like, you're going to have me wait in the car? I said, I guess you can come inside. Mm. So mom and dad was like, hey, it's nice to meet you. I said, you don't have to worry about her. You're probably never going to see her again.
Wow.
Damn, I think I was standing in the room when that shit happened too.
And I said, that was like, my parents.
I
said, you ain't got to worry about her. I don't think you're ever going to see her again. Wow. She looked at me like, I was joking. Nah, fam.
Look at hey. I guess, honey, we're back to the stove. Like, all right, okay, all right. Nice to meet you, baby. All right, now, okay.
Nice to meet you. Nah. Yeah. No, don't grab a cup. If you thirsty, don't grab one of the cans.
God bless you, baby. Yeah. God bless you, baby.
Like comfortable enough to refill your cup.
Mm-mm. Right.
Bet you she didn't go for no grape soda.
All right, Miss Honey. Nice to see you, Miss Honey. Baby. Only family call me that, baby. All right, now. Daniel, go get this bitch out the house. All right, now. Y'all have a nice day.
I only wave at people I know I'm going to see again. Let me stop.
There's another one on here that was kind of weird to me. Somewhere that what requires a long drive. Like, who's taking somebody on a long drive on the first date?
Exactly.
Like, what? Like, I don't even know what that shit means.
Right.
And once again, it depends on what city you're in.
And that should tell you right there. That should tell you, like, if I'm taking you on a long drive, or actually, you know, it's two parts to that. If I'm taking you on a long drive, then that you might think I'm trying to kill you somewhere out here in the booty somewhere.
Yeah.
Another thing is, if I take you on a long drive, bitch, that means I got money, because gas is high as hell on this thing, man. Come on, now.
Well, I think about it like this, because it's kind of like one of those situations where it's like, well, you don't want to go any of these places local. That's so I got to take it somewhere. I got to take it
right.
Take a long, you know what I mean?
Right,
you want,
right.
You want those destination dates and shit. But I'm just going to let you know, we ain't flying to those destination dates. You want to go out of town, we can go out of town. It's going to take a long fucking drive. Based off of the list, at least.
And it's like, Mark, where you used to live at up there in D.C., like, we had to go to actual D.C. to find, you know, the clubs and the places to eat and shit like that. And
well, if I want fucking drive.
Exactly. If I want to take you out the way, so you won't see your friends or I'll see my friends or some shit like that, like I'm trying to focus on you, then that's what I'm about to do.
Yeah. The list is like, the frustrating thing about this list is, and is this the chick that's in the picture? She the one that made the list?
I have no idea.
I hope not.
I feel like a dude made this list, man. It just
it sounds like it, right?
Yeah. It says thank you to the ladies who reached out to help me make my list, or something like that at the top.
But you know the sad part about that is, the ladies that made the list are the ones that don't go on first dates if they had time to make this list.
Boy.
The other women are out on first dates.
another thing about this list, why the fuck are we like it someone in oh my god, why are we so into this damn list and this other shit going on in this motherfucking world? Yes, right. I went there, goddamn. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Here's one that
it's a social media thing.
Yeah.
Here's one that I actually agree with. You don't want to go to the movies on your first date because you can't talk to the people.
That was my worst date. My worst first date. We went to the movies and the chick tried to talk to me through the whole movie.
It's like, shut your ass. But there's a reason why we came to the movie, bitch. Watch this motherfucker. We can talk to this. We can talk about it afterwards. Why are you being so loud?
By the time it was over, I was like, yeah, this is, you want to go swimming? No, no, no.
I'm good.
He said, no.
I had a
vision. This motherfucker put up the goddamn church thing and shit. No.
I'm thinking if that was me, I would be like, no, I'm just going to go home and download this movie so I can watch it at home and read the parts. I'm about to get my Pirate Bay on real
quick. Then this was high school, so then when I did take her home, she wanted to call and talk after that. I was like, wow, man, you didn't have enough talking in the movies?
Right? You like to talk a lot. I can't talk with you. You and that bullshit.
So let me say one of... I'm sorry, go ahead, Digga.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, one of my best and favorite first dates actually included a movie. And it was with old... what's that girl? It was with old Alo. Y'all remember Alo?
I do.
Who?
Halo? Mrs. You're choking me. Anyway. I remember our first day we went to this we was in Mount Pleasant. This is when Mount Pleasant started building all that shit up there.
Yeah.
And they had that one nice Italian pizza restaurant. We went there and then we went to the movie. We walked out the motherfucking movie. That movie was so shitty.
What was it?
Like some night at the museum, one of them shit.
Uh-huh. Oh, like, Lord Jesus, have mercy. You should have checked the previews, man. What the hell?
Yeah, listen, I was like, this shit trash. We was like 30, 45 minutes to move. We walked out and went to the club. Nigga. Like, we had a blast at the motherfucking club.
I'm going to tell you about something on the list. All right.
Uh-oh.
Number 21, movie night. Netflix, Hulu, whatever, right?
Right.
So, me, Red, and Cliff lived in a house, right? I didn't have a room, so I stayed downstairs on the couch.
So I, you know, bought a girl to the house. We were watching movies, whatever, whatnot. And like, it got to like almost 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, yo, like, even though I don't work tomorrow, I'm kind of tired. So like, if you want to go home, that's cool. She says, well, we can sleep in your room. I said, you've been in my room the whole time. I sleep on a couch.
Was that Otrano?
No, that wasn't Otrano. It was
Dorchester.
The house in Dorchester. What was?
Oh, that was good. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, it was.
Hey,
it was. The house
you know what that reminds me of, though, Digger?
What's that?
The movie night. We actually made a tradition out of that shit. If you remember,
showed up there.
We made a tradition out of that shit. It was like every Sunday. And Trenice actually came to a couple of them, but every Sunday we had like a little like a friends dinner, where all the homies or the friends would just come over and cook.
Yeah,
and we would sit and we would pick a movie and we just watched the movie. We did it with Snow in the Bluff, Argo.
Hold up. We did it with Snow in the Bluff, but we went out that night though.
We did.
It was like a Friday or Saturday or some shit.
Yeah, we went out after Snow in the Bluff, but we did it with like Django Unchained, and I do remember that was one of the first times that I think it was Mary or Aaron, one and two, that they met. that they met the homies. It was like one of our first official dates. So if you think about it, that's like two on this list that actually ended up being like good first dates, where you meet the family and you're at home chilling, watching a movie.
Because I remember that shit. It was all of us in that bitch, and then it was Angelina, Trenice, and I think Angelina's friend was over there as well. And they was all in the kitchen cooking and shit. We was playing spades, watching movies and shit. But I was like, God damn.
Chanel was also in there.
I miss y'all niggas, man. I miss y'all. God damn.
Can I finish my story?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there's more? There was
more.
I didn't know there was more. So when we were done, she was just like, why didn't you try to make a move on me? I said, for one, anybody could have came downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I said, for two, I'm 6'6", and this couch is uncomfortable. So she said, you took a great first date, and you just ruined it in a couple sentences. Thanks.
Ooh, wow. Damn.
And I never seen her again.
Wow.
Mm.
That, you know, that's why she stayed until 5 o'clock. She was waiting for you to take her to your room.
I was in my room.
She didn't know that.
In the living room.
But yeah, she didn't know that.
All you had to do was shoot a text message, man. I would have been knocked the fuck out. Or I was like, oh, you need like 30 minutes. I would have put the damn Xbox on with the headphones. Take it
off. Look, you know, Mark don't wake up until about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Goddamn.
I must say, I think all of us had a day off the next day. And I think we all slept until like 10.
Yeah, so, you should let me know. And nigga, I would have been like, nigga, I would have fell on the floor for you, Paul.
No.
And been like,
wow.
No.
And be like, yeah, man, you can have the room for the night. Just change the sheets, nigga.
And I'm thinking about it, just from the sound of it, it just sounded like she didn't care. Like,
I don't
going in the room, it was just like he ruined it by saying that was the holdup.
Yeah. She was expecting that shit. She was expecting to get yacked up. I'm just saying. But hey.
You could clap them cheeks in the garage for all we care.
The
house did have a garage.
It did. Like, it did.
Because that's where Cliff put his car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never parked in the garage.
You know, Cliff was always in the goddamn garage, boy.
I don't even know that.
He was always in that mode.
You were driving the what's that shit? The Magnum.
The Magnum?
Oh, yeah, I was. I had the Magnum.
Bruh, the memories, boy. Pause. Maggie, but boy. The Maggie.
The Maggie.
I think this is
the hip hop purse.
I think this is a good ending point for the show right here.
Word. My bad for being late.
No, damn, it's been an hour already.
My bad too. No,
you said it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony. That's Red. That's Yoga. And we are introducing T. Elmore.
Let's go.
Also Blackout Media, a part of Blackout Media Group. Hey. How many shows do you have?
So it's the Brown Sugar Cafe podcast, and then there's Pass the Remote with me and Charlie, and then the Black Smoke Barbecue podcast. So that's three.
Gotcha.
Damn, bro. Nice.
That's what's up.
So closing statements. I guess we are going to do Mr. Elmore since he's new. Yoga, yes. Red, Gunner.
I think
then myself.
I think with the list, just the main thing is like when people are dating, you should really go on a first date with somebody you're actually interested in. And I think a lot of these different things are going about because I remember I used to work with a lot of females, and there was this one girl who said that she had a different date for every day of the week so she wouldn't have to cook. And she wasn't interested in none of the guys.
You dirty bitch.
So it's like, you know, like what are y'all intentions when y'all going on these dates to where y'all putting all the emphasis on where y'all going to eat? Are you worried about free food or conversation?
Free food.
Word.
Yeah, good.
And they got to take the doggy back to little nappy and the kids at the home.
If you ain't it for the food, let me know. Because I'm
going to
be at the goddamn homeless shelter. They
give
free food. You ain't
got to
be homeless.
Yeah, right? Shit. So muggy ass. I would like to say, I appreciate the listeners on tonight. Appreciate y'all. Keep the views going. Tell your friends. Have a backup plan to the backup plan to back up the backup plan. There it is. Anyway, drunk uncle on this bitch tonight. Two Gun, like I said, nigga, I took another shot for you, bro. Hey, praying for you, my nigga. nigga, I'm all over the place right now. The crown to put you down. This list ain't shit. All right, y'all do something better with your motherfucking life. It only depends on who you go out with and how much of a vibe you feel. That motherfucker, the other person that you're taking out, shouldn't even motherfucking care. Just as long as they with you. And y'all are communicating back and forth. Okay. If you're already worried about where the fuck y'all going, already that's a red flag. Mm-mm, not finna have it. God don't make no mistakes. Love y'all. Y'all take it easy.
Hey.
Ready to meet you?
Once again, thanks again for the listeners. Thank you for the correspondence. T. Elmore, it was good having you on. Definitely.
Yes, sir.
This is not going to be the last show that we do together, Paul.
It was a cautionary. Hey, yo!
I didn't know how y'all can interpret the words. Like, they're just going to say that. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know how y'all going to interpret that.
I'm done, bro.
I didn't want to say anything, but
nigga, you stupid, bro. I didn't want to say anything.
But a couple things. First things first. I don't think that you need to if you're going on the first date. Are you just going to talk to anybody that you're attracted to, whatever the hell? You shouldn't let anything interpret. Like what that is like you shouldn't try to hinder what your plans are or what you feel comfortable doing or how you're going to try to get to know this person based off of this list. You know what I mean? Do what you feel fits for you. Do what you feel you think fits for them. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, there's been people that actually proposed in Applebee's.
You know, right. Like,
it's their fault. They don't want to experience that. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely.
You gotta be on the side of you gotta be in the waterfall and shit like that to end up with somebody for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? You get right down on your knees in Applebee's in the middle of a playoff game. Anyways,
this nigga
Other than that, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. I want to get into it because, you know, it's just so much craziness. Just make sure you're checking in on each other, loving one another, helping those who need the help. If you have the ability to help them, or if you don't, just pray for them. Because, you know, the world's a crazy place, and what we need now is the support of one another and the love from one another, and it's just prayer for
what
everybody.
The world
needs now.
Sweet love.
Other than that, thank y'all, and like we always say, God don't make no mistakes.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't say that.
Too good.
Here you go. Lord Jesus.
Cause it's some never mind.
Not this show, Gunner. Not this show.
Not this.
All right, Gunner.
If you really want to, you know, be a true date master, you just find out what these bitches' drugs they do and fill them up with that before you go anywhere.
I got nothing on that.
Keep your brick of hair on, an ounce of weed, and a little 8-ball of cocaine, and you'll be all right.
And if they're on the meth, they don't give a fuck if they go to Applebee's anyway. Yeah,
if they're on the meth, you know, you just leave that alone.
Nigga, I want to say something before you go. Listeners, remember, new season of Rick and Morty. I love that show. New season Rick and Morty coming up. Just moving on. Anyway,
you got to throw that in there.
You goddamn right, pause.
Was that a pause moment?
I don't know, nigga. I'm being careful.
He over there drinking Crown Royal. He don't know what's going on.
Hey, Crown Royal and the Bud Light. Fuck y'all. Anyway.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys
he
and girls.
He about to beat himself up when he get out.
I guess I'm the only one on the podcast not drinking or doing anything.
He go look in the mirror like, nigga, what you doing in my house?
So, thank you, correspondents, tonight. Thank you, correspondents. Thank you, listeners. Seasonal depression is real. We are getting into the holiday season. And
Yes, sir.
Seasonal depression is one of the top killers around this time of year. So it only takes 3 seconds to ask anybody if they're good. Those 3 seconds can go a long way. Other than that, Mr. Elmore, thank you for your first show tonight.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Appreciate it. And like I said, he said, you know, he wanted to get on and talk about the subject. I said, it's Tuesday. Tonight's the night to do it.
There it is.
What else? Other than that, God bless and good night.
There, y'all take it easy.
Yeah.